Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me today. CJ, you're excited, aren't you? Especially.
Potentially, yes.
Potentially.
I feel good.
What? But the pressure is on, so to speak?
Or well,
there's some trepidation.
My progeny is here.
Yeah.
And I just hope he makes me look good.
Well,
thank you, man. I really
not you.
Oh.
Well, we don't know. They could be related. CJ and Bubble Boy, Curly and Bubble Boy's family tree. Just like Jerry the Diver Guy and myself, our family tree may have collided in the past. You guys could be related.
We might as well be.
Well, true. There's you don't usually see them. Without the other
brothers
one
from another mother,
okay,
as they say,
like that.
But
yeah.
No, but Ryan is here, my son, and
yes. Ryan just yell, "Hey,
hey!"
Yeah, because he's not allowed to talk really yet because he's hunkered down right now under my tutelage, which means he's training to be a scuba diver. He is literally taking some quizzes right now for his patty open water course.
He's going to join us underwater.
That is the plan, assuming he passes and he can get through the rigors of training under my
tutelage.
Yeah, my tutelage. I just like saying that, tutelage.
Yeah, I can tell.
So, he's doing this while we're on the air today. So if he...
Not distracting at all.
No.
To have three Yahoos on a microphone talking.
Right. So he has to be able to tune us out like everyone else does.
He's pretty good at tuning me out.
Yeah,
so.
Well, there you go. That's kids do.
One third of the way there.
To their dads. And so I don't think he'll have any problem. However, if he does, the entire world will hear about it. So not that there's any pressure, Ryan, but you hear what I'm saying? You know, if he does good on his quizzes and his final exam, by the end of the show today, we're going to have a lucky new diver well on his way to having his open water certification.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. So we will see how well he has been studying his materials and kind of follow his progress along on the show. Or we'll be abusing him tremendously at his, expense.
And that's good incentive right there.
It's either negative or positive reinforcement.
I told you it was coming.
Yeah.
I prepped him.
Yeah, well, that's what you get when you have Greg the Dive Master, a.k.a. instructor, actually, as your dive training professional. So that's what is happening today on the show. This is probably outside the guidelines. I don't know. Jerry, help me out. Jerry the Diver Guy is an instructor. Am I breaking any standards by doing this while we're on the air today, Jerry? What do you think?
I do not think so.
Okay, I don't think so
either. Right on cue.
He's not going to get any help because you would hear us.
Well, of course, and no one gets any help from that.
I don't
no matter
remember
what you're training for.
Yeah, and I probably don't remember the stuff anyway.
Yeah.
Is
exactly.
He sitting next to the drunken sailor? He doesn't need to help him either.
Well, drunken sailor is coming into the studio at some point today. We'll get to that in just a bit. So there could
he
be
he might
some
try and help.
Bigger, yeah. Well, I think it'll be hinder.
He knows not
help.
To listen.
Yeah. And then Bubble Boy's right there, to act as like a bodyguard or
Department of Children and Families.
Yeah. Okay.
That's frightening.
It was. That was a little awkward there, too, because I was like, he kind of has more of that look like we ought to protect Ryan from Bubble Boy. You hear what I'm saying?
And here, call the authorities.
Yes, someone should be alerted for sure.
If he fails, can we beat him with the puppets?
Well, that's how we're going to motivate him.
His first question was, what is this bag of and he saw the bag of puppet poo.
Hey, he got his first correct answer. He said, "What is this? Is this a bag of poo?" And I said, "Correct. First correct answer.
A bag of poo."
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was, "What is this show all about?"
No, we haven't figured that out, so nobody could answer that question. That'd be like an open-ended, you know, that would be like one of those trick questions. We're not gonna trick him. We're just going to abuse him. So anyway, that's...
He's used to that. I hammer him at home.
Well, good point. That's what parents are supposed to do, keep them in line. But anyway, so Ryan is trained to be a diver. That's one thing going on the show today. We're going to find out straight from the island about what's coming up for the Scuba Radio crew in December, which is a Christmas in Curacao. We're going to debut that here a little bit on the show today with our friend Jeremiah. We're going to check in with him via Skype here in just a bit. But here's the other big bonus or thing I should warn you about today. So we have a full crew. You already heard Jerry the Diver Guy. Casey chimed in there to Walt. Say hi. Captain Walt is with us.
Hey, hello.
Yeah, he's down in South Florida. All these guys are connected via the web. We got Vinny Two Tanks out on the left coast. Vinny, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great, buddy. He's going to tell us about his latest adventure in Cuba, by the way. And then, of course, we have Eric Douglas as well. Eric, how are you, my friend? I know you're excited today.
I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah, not and really for the I reason mean, I speechless. Asked him to be, but because... you know, we actually we're on the cuspis of releasing the
cuspis?
Audio.
It's just cusp.
No, there's a pus on there because of what we do. And we're releasing Ouch. The audio book of Lionfish. It is complete. It has been done.
It's done. It just has to be approved.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're waiting on the good people at Audible to give it their blessing. We're closer to the...
Yeah, blessing or have, you know, waiting for the check to clear, you know, one or the other, one of those type of things.
But yeah, for them to listen to it.
It has been produced. CJ has completed it. We got my parts done. I did my parts. Kelly, Brazilian swimsuit model, did some parts.
And just for the record, Greg, I really loved listening to you tell your story at the end of where the mermaid came from.
Yeah.
Yeah, you liked that, did you?
I really did. I thought that was hysterical.
Well, I was just speaking the truth, as anyone who's read Lionfish will know. But those who haven't can now, you know, be able to purchase the audiobook and hear it from my lips to
it's
yours.
It's kind of, well, I don't want to give anything away, but it's
touching.
It's kind of open-ended.
Yeah, okay. All right. Open-ended with a scuba
hey, Eric,
radio.
If it's open-ended, that yeah. means there's a part two soon to be released.
Well,
Eric.
Okay. Well, who knows? I mean, something could happen. But the fact that we have gotten the audiobook completed is big news. And I know Eric is excited about that. Maybe not so excited about why I'm really having him on the show today. And that is to compete in a poker tournament. And he's like, what? You want me to do what?
But, yeah, I've still got questions about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think everybody connected and viewed, and, you know, including me. I don't know how this is going to go, but we're going to do a live on-air poker tournament today. Now, it's just an exhibition. There's no wagering, and there's no money being exchanged or anything like this. But last week, you heard me talking to Captain Cocktail, Jeff Tarota, South Florida Diving Headquarters, about this underwater poker tournament they're planning for the casino wreck. The Lady Luck Casino Wreck, right before Lobster Mini Season. I think it's like the 23rd, I think, or 22nd, something like that. Whatever that Sunday is, they are having an underwater poker tournament on the wreck. And they are pre-qualifying people online to play poker. And if you win your little group, you get, you know, moved up to the next level. And the final, I don't know, five or six people, we'll find out here in just a bit, will go underwater and literally have an underwater poker hand played. And the winner will go down in history as the first underwater poker player winner in the world. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
So what we're going to do on the air today is we're going to find out which one of you gamblers has what it takes to represent our crew if we were to choose one of you to send down underwater. Bubble Boy is going to play here in the studio. What do you think? What are your odds?
I'd say a good 1 in 1,200.
1 in 1,200. All right. Any other predictions from the peanut gallery? Now that you know what is going to happen, are you guys excited? Or are you going, oh, crap, what did I volunteer for? Jerry, what do you think? How's your poker playing?
I don't recall volunteering.
Well, okay, asking or, you know.
Voluntold, I believe is how
yes.
they call that.
Yes.
That's
hey,
more like it, Eric.
Yeah, okay. But now that you know what it's about, this is, I mean, this is a pretty prestigious thing. I mean, Jerry.
Jerry's pretty sly. I don't know. I'm going to have to keep my eye on him.
He's going
to
play that good old boy card and act like he doesn't know what's going on. But I have a feeling.
Well, I've never played poker in my life.
You have never played poker ever?
No, that's just bad for you.
Beginner's luck.
Yeah, like
you
moon,
know, poker
like,
up front and liquor in the rear.
Oh, wait, what the heck is wrong with you? You can't ass talk backwards. Like that. That is...
Ass backwards.
Okay, penalty. I think we're going to have to get some officiating going on in this tournament. But we're going to get that going here eventually. But first, Curacao. That's next. Stay close. The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Please put on your 3D glasses whenever you see this symbol.
Here you go, darling.
Off the coast of Southern California, a great white shark lunges at its prey. Its instincts honed over 400 million years of evolution. It's one of the most awesome and dangerous predators in the sea. But in the shadow of the great white shark lurks another, even more terrifying beast.
I think that would be us. Here at Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master, that's me, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio, Jerry the Diver Guy, Eric Douglas, Walty Martini, Vinny Two Tanks. I mean, gosh, we got a big group of folks hanging out with us today on the big show. Casey with us as well.
Quantity, not quality.
True. That's what it's all about today on the big show, for sure, as we get ready for an underwater poker tournament. You'll hear more about that in just a bit, as well as a little preview of Shark Week. We got to talk about that nonsense as well. But first, if we still have them, do we got Jeremiah on from Curacao? Jeremiah, come in.
Greg, I'm here. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yes, absolutely, buddy. How are you? How are things there in, the ABCs of the Antilles? Tell me.
Another day in paradise.
Yes, it is. I have no doubt. Yeah, you actually, you know, I've been meaning to get Jeremiah on for a couple weeks now, but you actually went on vacation, so you left the island. So when you live in paradise, where on God's green earth could you possibly go for a vacation, Jeremiah?
Oh, away from diving. You go to the mountains. You go hiking. You get some altitude.
Oh, well, you know what? He maybe did the same thing I did. I went to Dollywood for my summer vacation. Yeah. So, I don't know. I spent some time in the Smokies. Did you do something like that?
Fine.
You say that again?
I said, and you eat good food and you drink good wine. I headed to France.
Oh, very nice. All right. Well, enough about your travels. Let's talk about Curacao, because we have been talking about bringing the Scuba Radio crew to that beautiful island paradise in December. So we're going to spend Christmas in Curacao, and we're still working out the dates. We'll share those here on upcoming episodes of the show. But, you know, it has been a long time, Jeremiah, since we have been to Curacao. That was one of the first trips we ever did on Scuba Radio like 20 years ago. And I can't believe it's been so long. I've heard great things, but you guys have really, you're like turning up the, I don't know, exposure level for diving in the area right now. Is that the plan over the next few months or what?
I mean, we're doing our best. I always call us the Caribbean's best kept secret. I mean, we're the biggest of the ABC islands. It's a large enough island with so much to do, so much to do topside. The diving's fantastic. But not a lot of people know about it, especially from the North American market. When I came here in 2006, I was doing a lot of dive mastering on the boat because I didn't speak all the language to teach courses. It's a very European place. A lot of people call it Amsterdam with palm trees. And so we're trying to get the word out to our North American friends that, hey, there's a place that's familiar. You know, you guys have all been to Rip and Bonaire. We're right next door, only 30 miles either way. And I think we have what Aruba has to offer on top of good diving that Bonaire has to offer. So give us a try.
Yeah, you know, diving-wise, Bonaire gets a lot of attention. You know, I'm not really sure why, but I've been to Curacao, and you guys have a lot of the same type of diving that they have in Bonaire, but you have the best of both worlds. Like you said, you mentioned Aruba. You know, it has everything, all the high-class hotels and nightlife you could ask for. So it has, you know, a lot of stuff to do on your surface interval, and that's, I think, the bonus. It's kind of like if you want to go there and dive, you can dive all the time 24/7 if you like. But if you have somebody with you that doesn't necessarily want to dive or you want to mix it up a little bit, this is kind of the best of both worlds. That's kind of where you guys are positioned, I would say, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, Greg. You know, the thing about Bonaire, it is an unbelievable place. I've been there. I have friends there. They're good friends of ours.
Yeah.
The diving is fantastic. And the reason you've heard so much about Bonaire is that's all they have. They are running an entire economy off of diving.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're doing a fantastic job, and they've gotten the word out and marketed their island very well. Because our island has so much to offer, our local tourism board, who does a very good job but isn't always necessarily focused on the marine activities, especially for us, for the diving aspect.
Right,
because there is so much to do here, and there's so much offered on this island. And like you said, especially for people, you know, we all have family members that don't necessarily dive, yet we all want to go on vacation together. So this is a perfect place for that. And yes, the diving is as good, if not better.
Right. Well, you know, and the thing is, you know, I kind of live and breathe diving myself, but I'm not going to lie. I love places where you do have a lot of stuff to do when you can't dive. I mean, whether, you know, maybe that day was a little bad on the weather side and wind kicks up and, you know, now you're just stuck on the island, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with that necessarily. But if you have some other stuff that you can go explore, that is just bonus. It's icing on the cake. And Curacao, you have that beautiful waterfront that's featured in Eric Douglas's latest novel. He used it as the backdrop for Oil and Water. That is a cool thing. Eric's going to come out there with us, too. You're excited about that, aren't you?
It's a fantastic place. When you Google Curacao, that's what you see is what's called the Handelsgat, all those beautiful buildings downtown. And it's UNESCO World Heritage Site and a lot to explore, for sure.
Yeah, it is very picturesque. And the people there are very cool. They got these Amstel Brights. They still sell those there on the waterfront.
They were born in Curacao, actually, the Amstel Brights.
Yeah, I love that stuff. Sure. It is tasty. It is a tasty concoction for sure. But you have a lot of stuff to see and a lot of cool nightlife. I mean, we went to this, I remember this beach bar we went to, and I was like, wow, every single person here is blonde and beautiful and tan. And I stood out like a white beacon of, I don't know if I can say it out loud. You hear what I'm saying? but I felt slightly out of place, but I was like, there were a lot of beautiful people here.
My friend, that place still exists. It's called Wet Wild. And what we hope to do is when you come down here and spend your Christmas holiday, we're thinking about setting up a little contest to find out the next Scuba Radio Mermaid. We're going to throw a party down there for you, I think.
Yes. Well, that is the plan. That is, you know, since it will be the Christmas season, my gift to the island of Curacao is going to be a scuba, you know, we're going to crown a Scuba Radio Mermaid. And curse on. Now that can be a gift or, you know, a curse or something. It could be like a Krampus thing. I don't know. Any chances of it going wrong are highly likely. But we're going to do our best. And we have done it before at other places around the world. And it usually is received pretty well. So I think the atmosphere will be perfect for, you know, planting that seed and putting a Scuba Radio Mermaid on the map down there in Curacao and be a representative year-round. You know, that would be kind of a cool thing to do while we're there on the island.
An ambassador.
Oh, yeah, exactly. An ambassador, a representative, something to leave behind. And that would be positive.
Absolutely. Who doesn't love mermaids?
Yes, who doesn't? I mean,
you want to be on every dive, huh?
Yeah. Bubble Boy, what do you think?
Yes, and this time, Greg, make sure you apply your lotion before you get to the nudist beach so people don't get the wrong idea.
Well, yeah, but, you know, if I don't, I'll be evenly turned lobster red all around. You know, it'll be instead of a white beacon of hope or hopelessness, it'll be a red beacon of
safety sausage.
Yeah, exactly. Jeremiah, thank you. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
All right.
There you go. Jeremiah from Ocean Encounters in Curacao. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That sounds pretty cool, though, doesn't it, guys? Christmas in Curacao. You want to go?
Yeah.
You know, we haven't decided how we're going to qualify our Scuba Radio Mermaid while we're on the island, but we're going to work on that. And it'll be a very festive time.
Talent competition.
Could be. There could be swimwear. There could be, you know, talent. There could be, what are the other ones they do? Nighttime. What is it? Nightgown or something?
Nighttime.
I don't know.
It's a little vague.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it has to be a mermaid.
Evening gown, I think.
I think holding your breath competition, who can hold their breath the longest, you know, that kind of thing. Well, we don't hold our breath if we're divers.
How about quiet time?
Quiet time?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Whoever can stay quiet the longest.
Oh, boy.
Well, we failed.
Yeah, well, okay.
The mermaids.
Well, yeah.
For the dive boat.
What are you thinking, Walt?
Hair by Clairol.
Hair by Clairol, okay.
Body by Fisher. Dr. Fisher's the finest plastic surgeon in Broward County.
Yeah, okay.
And mine by Mattel.
Okay, I don't know if we're going to consult Walt for this thing.
Hilarious, but inappropriate.
Very possible. Okay, well, we'll see. We will see. But yeah, I am excited about it. We've been working on this for a while, and we're going to try to set it up so everybody can join us the week or two that we're going to be there. We're looking at the first or second week of December, by the way. It's not going to be actual Christmas week. It'll be the first or second week of December. We're working out those dates, and we'll share those with everybody, and you can come out there and join us in Curacao if you'd like during that time when we lock it down. But make your, you know, put a little pencil it in on your schedule now if
Does
you want to.
Does it snow in Curacao?
Well, we might make it snow. I mean, they have sand. We can have sandmen.
Sandmen.
Yeah, you know, like wet sand that you carve into a snow.
Like bags of sand?
Yeah, like bags. Well, and then we could throw them, you know, at each other. Throw clobs
you
of
sandbagging
sand.
Son of a gun.
Yeah, they call me that sometimes. All right, hey, look, you know, Vinny Two Tanks is with us. He just got back from Cuba. Yes, he got in under the gun and did some pretty cool diving. We're going to talk with him about that next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Baby, this is the Cohibas, the Monte Cristos. Come on down to Cuba. Come play in the sand. We can drink and go scuba. We'll make love out on the beach and then we'll run away from the world. And I will be your jungle hero. And you can be my girl.
Yes, you could be my girl. If my wife would agree to such thing, but that'd probably be inappropriate.
Come on down.
I'm looking at Bubble Boy when I say that, so that's even more awkward. All right. Well, speaking of Cuba, though, Vinny Two Tanks just went down to that part of the world. I mean, I don't know. You were there 2 weeks ago, Vinny. Is that it? Or what?
I was at there June 9th, the week of June 9th.
Yeah. So it was already after where Trump had shut down the easy access, but you already had this trip set up with a, you know, licensed trip, you know, coordination thing that you did down there, and it was all set. I would imagine a lot of people were talking about that amongst your crowd of divers. Am I right? Or were they just like, hey, we don't care. We're going to...
Nah, we were already on board. And yeah. We didn't care.
Yeah. It was like, we're already booked. We're good to go. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't affect us at all. We just want to get down there and see what they have. So this was your first time to Cuba, and you spent most of the time, or I guess the majority, or all the time, on a boat, right? You lived on the boat.
Yeah, I was on a liveaboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you went down there, and you didn't do much city stuff, which, you know, maybe you'll go back and do that another time, but you went to some areas that I haven't been to. Which were, what is that, the queen of the what? What do they call that big, pristine place?
Yeah, I flew into an international airport and took a three-hour bus ride across to the east side of the island to a small village called Ucaro.
Yeah.
Then jumped on the liveaboard, and it was a 50-mile drive out to the this area. It's an 837-square-mile area. It's an MPA that Castro set up back in 1997.
Yes.
And it's once you get in the water and see it, it's just pristine. It's unbelievably, it's phenomenal. They've got, you're out there and there's 250 mangrove islands and reef islands.
Well, this whole area isn't it called like Queens of the Reef or something?
It's called the
Garden of the Queens.
Gardens of the Queen, or the other name is El Jardines de la Reina.
Which means Garden of the Queen?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
I'm just checking.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, cool. All right, yeah, I mean, I'd heard about that area when we went last night. Now, we didn't dive that area. We heard, like, that's where the really great diving is. Where we went was still very good, and we had a great time, but I'm anxious to go back there and see that part. That's, like you said, the part that Castro really set aside and has been untouched for years and years and protected in a way that isn't protected in other places of the world. Because, like, if you go into the area without permission in Cuba to that part of the world, you will be killed if you're not, you know, properly vetted, I guess, by the government. So
they ain't playing.
They're pretty strict.
They don't play.
Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. There's no other boats there except the patrol boats and the liveaboard boats.
Yeah.
And the small pongas from the liveaboard boats and from the Avalon Diving has the concession with the government. And they have a floating island inside one of the mangroves. So those are the only people you see. There's no one else in there.
Yeah, a floating island. Do they?
Yeah, they have like a huge houseboat. You can see Europeans have been diving there for over 20 years. Only the Americans haven't been going there, but Europeans have been going for over 20 years. So this Italian guy won the concession from Castro, and he has this floating in one of the mangrove islands. He has this huge houseboat where you can stay there, and then they'd go out on pongas, and or they also have a liveaboard. They also have a second liveaboard. There's two liveaboards out there. There's a Cuban one and the Cuban two. I was on the Cuban two, which is a brand new boat.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
KS Panga.
Well, it's a small boat. You know, like You
like
know,
a
when
dinghy.
You have,
that's what we like, call our dinghies.
It's like on the Maldives trips, you know, you can't get the big boat in near the reef, so you have to get on a smaller boat and get closer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a, yeah, basically.
Right. So, you know, it's cool stuff for sure. And I'm sure the platform you had to dive from was awesome. You have everything self-contained. You don't got to worry about the lack of toilet seats in Cuba because you have your own right there on the boat.
Well, actually, we did stop on the bus ride. We did stop to go to a bathroom because it's a 3-hour bus ride. And sure enough, I went to the men's room and I didn't see a toilet seat.
Well,
so
I told
Greg
you.
Greg was right.
Yeah,
Scuba
yeah.
Radio, you got to listen to Scuba Radio.
Well, I told you, you should have just brought one around your neck when you went through security there. Like, what is that? It's a necklace.
It's a yoke. He's an oxen.
Okay. All right, so enough about the accommodations and, you know, the stuff that we've covered, you know, on the show before. Let's talk about the diving, because you have been in an area that I haven't been to. I've heard great things. Does it live up to the hype? Does the Garden of the Queens in Cuba live up to the hype there, Vinny? What do you think?
I say it does. The reef is just very prolific. They even have Elkhorn coral, which you don't see anywhere in the Caribbean, but they've got it.
Yeah. Lots of it, huh? What about critters? I mean, you had sharks, big animals, what?
Oh, yeah. All kinds of sharks. Lots of different types of... There was Nassau groupers, Atlantic groupers. There were rays, stingrays.
Yeah. Lots of fish. Crocodiles.
Captain Butch swam with a crocodile.
Did he really?
Yeah, I didn't get in the water, but we got pictures. We should send you some.
Well, you know, I've heard about this. So, I mean, are they fairly common? What, in the mangrove area where you like swim?
Yeah,
through
they take you to this area and basically they go there so often and they bring a piece of chicken and then they just call its name and it comes out. And they get, you know, and they
so they name their crocs down there in Cuba.
And it swims around the boat, and, really? And eventually they give it a piece of chicken.
Yeah, what do they name? What do they call them?
Sonny.
I think he calls one of them Chico.
Chico, here, Chico. Yeah, chicken time, Chico. Yeah.
And you can jump right in the water with them, and you can get great pictures of them.
Yeah, you can, or are you pushed?
You get right in the water with them.
That sounds like you lost a bet or something. Like, okay, who's the first gringo we're going to push into water with the crocs? Which one looks most like a chicken? No? There was a little fun going on there, too, wasn't there? Or do they not joke when they're dealing with crocodiles?
You know, people were kind of apprehensive, but yeah. I realized
you think?
I realized that I knew that I did some research and I realized that, you know, the dive master we had has been diving there for over 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been, you know, that's what he does every day for 20 years. So if he said it was totally safe, I had no doubt that it was.
It is totally safe. We do this every week where we feed the tourists or feed the crocodiles the tourists.
Yeah. I haven't been to that creature thing where they, in Florida, where who feeds the animals there.
Yeah. This was a pay in advance kind of trip, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I mean, there's no danger. I mean, you know, they've got it set up so you're not going to, you know.
Well, you're explaining to me, it sounds like, that the crocs are familiar with having the divers in the water
exactly,
with them.
Exactly. Okay. They've been doing it every week for 20 years. You know, it's a pretty popular, and they drive you drive into this mangrove island area, and then he just calls it out, and in fact, a bunch of animals show up. A bunch of these crabs come out, and some small, a large sized rodent came out, and they all
rodents.
They got a lot of stuff for you to see in Cuba. It's amazing.
Vinny, how big is this croc?
Yeah,
how are we talking about?
It was like 4 to 5 feet long. It wasn't a really really super heavy big. It wasn't a full adult. It was more of a juvenile.
It could
think.
Put a hurting on you, though.
Still, it had a huge mouth. It had a rack of teeth, for sure.
Yeah, it could take off an arm or an appendage or two. I'm sure.
I mean, if you attacked it or you put your hand in its mouth, I'm sure it'd bite it off.
I mean, basically, they bait them in with chicken. Yeah, with pollo.
Yeah.
And then you guys would just watch the show while you're underwater on Scuba?
No, you get in the water. No, you're welcome to get in the water with them and take pictures up close.
Yeah, like are you diving? Are you diving?
No, you snorkel with them.
You snorkel. Okay.
Yeah. You snorkel.
Interesting. Okay, so that's when
and they had a couple of them. Cool. There was not just one. There was two or three of them.
Yeah, and they posed for pictures. You get
right. Then
picture.
We went on land to look at the crabs and some. I forget the name of the there was a name of a. They had some large sized rodents. They're like huge, like 10 times the size of a rat.
Were they nutria?
I forget the name of it, but
that's artificial sweetener, I think.
Yeah. But they had some, these large rodents.
Yeah, large rodents. Okay. Well,
big ass rats.
It doesn't sound that appealing to me. To go see the big rats in Cuba. But the Crocs does sound like something I need to check off the list for me. That sounds pretty cool. I've seen pictures of that before. I assume you got your picture with a Croc while you're down in Cuba. Am I right?
No, he said Butch did.
Oh, but, well,
Butch,
you didn't
do it? I didn't bother getting in the water.
Please listen.
I didn't bother. But you were
one of
the water.
He was one of those chickens that they were trying to feed to him, it sounds like to me. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Looking for more than just great diving on your next adventure? Consider Curacao. Easy to get to and easy to enjoy. Curacao feels like a little piece of Europe on the edge of the Caribbean. The iconic World Heritage Site of Willemstad, Dutch culture and nightlife will satisfy even the most demanding landlubber and allow you to make the most of your surface interval. Check out Curacao.com for more info. That's Curacao.com. Curacao, where it's summer year-round and you always feel at home.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Boy and every one of us, and we are going to get ready for it accordingly as Florida spiny lobster season approaches here in just a couple weeks. We're going to be having a big old time. Bug Fest by the Sea. We're going to check in with Steve De La Vera here in hour two. A little another preview of all the festivities that are taking place down there at Lauderdale by the Sea. And give you a little heads up so you can plan accordingly to join us. But today, we got a lot of stuff going on. You know, Bubba Boy, CJ are in the studio. CJ's son, Ryan, is in the studio with me as well today because he is actually doing his open water course. While we're on the air, he is taking the quizzes and final exam. Now,
you can do it.
He can do it. Jerry the Diver Guy believes you can do it, Ryan. And I have faith, too. And, you know, he just completed, what, three and a half?
I'm on the fourth quiz right now.
On the fourth quiz. I thought I'd go ahead and get a head start.
Oh, boy.
And see how he's done so far on quiz number one. And, all right, so quiz number one. You got there's 10 questions, and he got 9 of them correct. So let's give it up for
that's
Ryan.
That's what I thought I did worst on. I'm really surprised on that.
You've already graded that.
I did grade it that quickly because I'm just that smart.
Good job, boy.
Being a dive master gives you magical powers that you can't fathom.
But the question you got incorrect was evidently the first one.
Really?
So you started off.
What is your name?
He was nervous.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. It was all the pressure. The distraction, but sometimes or something underwater that does not float and does not sink is A, positively buoyant, B, negatively buoyant,
it's neutral,
C, neutrally buoyant, or D, partially buoyant. Now, you had put B, negative buoyant.
I don't know. I wasn't
meant
thinking
to
put
C, Greg.
Neutral.
You meant to put neutral?
Yeah.
Well, you are correct.
He meant C.
Okay.
See?
He got it right now. All right. That's fair. Just a little pressure. You know, he's probably
failed.
He, you know, no Christmas tree in these answers. You know, this. I just learned that phrase, by the way. I never Christmas treed in high school or college. Did you, CJ?
No.
I didn't even know what that was.
I know James did. It's when you just, like, go and put in random answers.
Yeah, you don't do that. You got to learn this stuff. That's the thing. You know, when you're doing your scuba class. You know, even though the book work is always tedious for anything you're trying to learn.
Well, I'm grateful I'm done now.
Yes. Well,
you're done with
you
the quiz.
You want to know it. You want to know. Yeah, you haven't done the final. It was just the quiz.
Yeah,
all right. Now, quiz number two, you didn't do quite as well.
Oh, boy.
We're going to go over three of the answers here. And one of them is proper fitting wetsuits keep you warm by A, reducing the amount of water moving in and out of your suit. B, increasing the amount of water moving in and out of your suit. C, increasing blood flow to the skin. Or D, providing an insulated layer of air. So what should the answer of that one be? Proper fitting wetsuits keep you warm by... CJ?
That's what I said, though. I didn't put that in. Am I retarded? Did I put it in wrong?
Wait a minute.
Giving you a protective mucus layer.
Did I mark that one incorrectly?
Yeah, because I remember it was the layer of air one, right? Is that right?
Well, that's not
slimy mucus layer.
Wait, so what is it?
Yeah, because you know a wetsuit is wet. It's,
yes.
There's not air. If it was dry, it would be. If it was air, it'd be a dry suit.
It lets the water in it, but it doesn't let.
Yeah.
It.
So proper fitting wetsuits keep you warm by reducing the amount of water moving in and out of your wetsuit.
Okay.
So you know when you urinate.
Yeah.
It's trapped in there and stays warm. Right, Jerry? Is that a proper way to do it or an improper way? That's probably an improper way to describe it, but you know, you get the gist.
I didn't hear the word air. I just heard layer.
Ah, well, then you would fail. You would be a loser. All right, let's do this other one real quick.
Boy.
The best place for you to carry an alternate air source is A, loose by your side so you can find it fast. B, in your pocket. C, clip to your tank. D, attached to the triangle area between your chin and your chest.
Oh, that was
E,
it.
Your rectum.
Oh, God.
That would be incorrect.
Damn it, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I was going back and forth between those for a good 10 minutes, and that question was really frustrating me. But I was like, I know it's got to be, that's so specific, it has to be the answer, and it's like, you can get to it easy, but like... By your side,
but not loose.
Too.
Well, you know that's understandable.
You don't want it loose,
but that would be wrong. Yeah, that would be wrong in this. The triangle of life. Yeah, between your chin and your chest is where you want to go with that one.
Yeah, and they also say in the book the fact that you don't want it to like.
Don't argue with me, son. Just don't argue with me. Just take it for what it is and move on.
I know I'm a failure. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I'm
Ryan, your only appropriate response at this point is yes, master.
Yeah, good point. Yes. Yeah,
that, is Obi-Wan?
Yeah, that's a good way to get extra credit for sure. All right, waving your arms at the surface indicates that you are trying to get your buddy to look at you. B, you wave at the dive boat to pick you up. C, you are okay. D, you need help. What do you think that one should be?
So
waving your arms at the surface. That indicates what?
I remember because I put you want the dive boat to pick you up? That's not correct. It's probably help, because I knew it was one of the two, right?
Yes, it is. It is help. You want help. That is the universal signal for get me the hell out of here. Help me! Waving. It's not like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, that was a process of elimination.
Yeah, that's how you can tell a bad diver. He didn't get his proper hand signals under control. Yeah. As friendly as that may seem.
Hey, Greg, what does this one mean?
Hey, it means I'm number one. Thank you. All right, and we'll keep him training. And we're going to check in on Bugfest. We're going to start this poker tournament with the crew here in just a bit. So stick around. We got a lot of craziness coming up on hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.